all the technology in the world to help with genetic selection, but with ties to the past. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Beck and I and our team here at the Ranch It Up Radio Show, we're constantly striving to share the information, stories, the data to make all of us more successful in whatever sector or facet of the beef business that we are in. And many times, that is based on the time of year. Majority of the activities in terms of management that are calendar-based. And we share a lot about those marketing bulls, and for very good reason, because it is the bull guys, the seed stock guys, that have the ability to change what we're doing and why we're doing it the quickest. Take all of these other factors out of it, and it comes down to what we breed our cows to that could completely change the dynamic of our beef product, the quality of our beef product. Lane Geis with DLCC Ranch is jumping on with us, talking about their product, which is South Devon and South Devon influenced breeding stock. Now, we have visited in the past about the history of the DLCC Ranch and the why of the South Devon cattle, but Lane, let's dive right into this one. South Devon, with all due respect, is a relatively small breed in terms of numbers.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, South Devons are, it's a small population. And I think the history of it is they were one of the last breeds to kind of move over during that big push of Continental. And you know, back in the 70s and 80s, they were one of the last breeds to come in. And so they never really fully took off in popularity, but the cow itself was extremely successful because what they were, so it's an English breed that was able to add weight and had more of the quote unquote continental type traits with the English sort of maternal influence and high marbling ability. So a lot of the initial, you know, cows that came over, South Devon cows that came over, many would say that they were kind of a bridge between that continental and British influence. And so we've been able to develop the cow, that breed, even more since then, to kind of stay in that space where it still retains a lot of the maternal components, and without sacrificing the carcass merit or terminal merit.
Your family raises South Devon, Poundmaker, which is a composite of South Devon and Angus or Red Angus, and Navigator, which is a composite of South Devon and a continental breed. So South Devon, Poundmaker, and Navigator bulls. Are you seeing customers gravitate to the hybrids or the purebred South Devon bulls, or is it entirely based on the cow herd that those bulls are going into?
Yeah, so a lot of our customers are gravitating towards those continental influence, those navigators. And a lot of the Simmental that we're using are, you know, high performance, super, you know, commercial focused. And that three breed cross, so that Sim Angus bull on a South Devon cow, or, you know, purebred Simmental on a Poundmaker cow, creates that three breed cross that does a lot of things right. I mean, it adds, you know, just a little bit of that continental influence to matter. The rest of it is, you know, you're taking the South Devon cow base, which is a highly maternal type cow, and you're able to kind of, you know, complement both sides of that coin. So, you know, we've had a lot of our customers are really gravitating towards those Simmental influenced composites that we're making. Those are what we call the navigators. And I'd say this year in our sale, a good chunk of the bulls that are for sale, I would say probably a third to half of them are that Simmental influenced navigator. So, Yeah, they've been doing really, really well for us the last couple of years. And we still have the purebreds and the Angus and Red Angus influenced pound makers, but that three breed cross is allowing folks to capture quite a bit more heterosis and still maintaining a strong maternal component that you don't see in other composites like we see in the industry. We are very data minded, so we collect everything from birth through yearling on the calves. We collect annual mature cow weights because that's another big thing that we try to keep track of, is we don't want to get these cows too big that they exceed the energy requirements. So we track that. And then we also do quite a bit of work trying to get carcass data on, you know, calves out of our genetics, so that way we can funnel those back into genetic evaluation, still have a reasonable understanding of how those animals are in the carcass traits as well. We DNA everything that we sell. So it's one of those things that we try to do things right in the business. I mean, you know, we know that a seed stock producer's job is to collect accurate data and make sure that the animals that they're selling are actually going to be, you know, herd improvers in the commercial cow-calf space. So we try to do things right in that regard.
Thank you, Lane. The DLCC hosting their annual production sale at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota, Saturday, April 19th. Bid and buy online at Superior Livestock, and all sale information available at dlccranch.com and ranchchannel.com. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff. And now, before we head to break, an update on trade and tariffs. As of Tuesday, President Trump ordered further tariffs on Chinese goods in response to Beijing's retaliation against last week's measure. The new U.S. measure started Wednesday will lift taxes on goods from China all the way to 104% after an additional 34% tariff that Trump imposed back on April 2nd. That is on top of the 20% levy back in March. Beijing slapped similar measures against U.S. goods. Now, meat from the United States now faces tariffs of 56% on beef and 81% on pork. That is according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. By value, China and Hong Kong together were the third most lucrative U.S. pork market at just a tick over $1 billion last year, and the number two beef buyer at nearly $2 billion last year. Now, Mexico, which is far by the largest importer of U.S. pork and a top destination for beef, has so far refrained from retaliation over 25% tariffs on its goods outside the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And that's a wrap of the news. Time now for a quick break. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Before bull sale season gets wrapped up, consider South Devon Bulls and Genetics as the base to fit the needs of the commercial cattleman. And the place to purchase those genetics is from DLCC Ranch, Saturday, April 19th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. DLCC is extremely committed to science and has been gathering whole herd information for over two decades. For more information and to learn how South Devon Genetics can benefit your operation, head to dlccranch.com and ranchchannel.com.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events. Join us Sunday, May 18th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with pari-mutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, ranch, it doesn't matter. Give us a call or text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and we're prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Finding the right genetics is not what it was like years ago. You bought this group of heifers or that bull just because, well, they look like they should get the job done, right? But what if you could get this so dialed in and know exactly what your cow needs? Not just an educated guess, but educated science, maybe I'm going to call it. Well, let me take this one step further. What if your bull supplier can help you with that? In fact, what if they can do it for you? That is the customer service provided by Jorgensen Land and Cattle in Ideal, South Dakota. Cody Jorgensen joins us today. Cody, your sale is coming up in just a couple weeks, and you've implemented the Ideal Beef Valuation that literally can, as I just said, dial in exactly what my cows need.
We have a collaboration agreement with the Zoetis, and they are helping us run our own genetic evaluation. Okay. And so we have our own evaluation, and we call it the Ideal Beef Evaluation, IBE. All right. And so all of the animals that we raise here in Ideal, and also all of the animals that we procure from our genetic partners, our multiplier herds, will be DNA tested and, you know, also performance tested as we do our own bulls. And all of that information then gets submitted into our IBE, the Ideal Beef Evaluation. We are now using our own evaluation to evaluate the cattle, if you will, rather than using like what we would typically do is use the American Angus Association to provide us the EPDs and the performance. We still, on our registered cattle that we raise here in Ideal, we do still submit them into the American Angus Association evaluation. But we feel that the data that we get out of the Ideal Beef Evaluation is, I would say, just a little bit more clear and polished. We're using that data to really make the selection and the decisions, the breeding decisions going forward. And so the way that fits in with the IBG, the Ideal Beef Genetic System, I like to refer to it as an ecosystem. And so we're putting this in front of our customers. We're offering a DNA test for our customers that they can test their cows or, you know, a cross section of their cow herd, or perhaps maybe even just their heifers, and we'll send that information into our evaluation and get EPDs back just like you would when you would normally send into the American Angus Association. But what it does for us is it allows us then to gather some very good intel on our customer's cow herd, right? And so what we can do with that then is we're able to help them make decisions on, you know, what heifers they may want to keep and breed. Or better yet, we get an idea of where they stand from a genomic standpoint, look at where their weaknesses are and where their strengths are. And then we're able to tailor select a set of bulls that would complement their DNA. And so the ultimate goal then would be to make a calf that, you know, would fit the industry in some facet, wherever it might fit into the industry along the lines. And we're able to, honestly, we're able to help them make breeding selections based on a genomic standpoint. And there isn't too many other seed stock guys out there that have that ability.
Now, we're talking about selective matings, correct? Say, for example, if somebody just is going after pounds per acre, pounds per cow, or however they're calculating that, or if you have the enterprise of, say, you're selling some open females or some bred heifers, right? I mean, we're talking about selective matings.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. They, the first thing is knowing where your cow herd is from a genomic standpoint. And once we know, you know, a little bit more about, you know, once we gather that intel, you know, then it's just a matter of, it's really pretty quite easy. You just, you know, selecting the bulls that complement the cattle for the goal of that operation. In the old days, when my grandfather was doing this, he didn't have these tools. And it was kind of like, you know, you should buy this bull because I think he's really good. I think he would fit your program. Well, I'm unable to do that because people don't look at me like that. But I am able to say you should buy these bulls or rent these bulls because this is what the DNA says. And DNA is forensic. And, you know, you can't tamper with it. So it's a neat process. And I think in my space, in my world, I think it is quite cutting edge.
Now, you've taken the IBE, the ideal beef evaluation for these bulls, and you've made it very, very easy to use in the catalog. I really like this. You've created a, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say a pie chart, I'm going to call it, to very quickly see where these animals excel and where they don't through a program called Egg Boost.
Egg Boost is a software program that we use to take all of the information that we submit that the IBE spits out. And it's a visualization tool. Okay. And so it takes all that data and it puts it into a visualization wheel that I call it. And so you can glance at that wheel and you can identify where that animal is good and where that animal needs some work. And that's the tool, software program that we use when we have our genetic consulting sessions with our customers. We're able to look at their cow herd as a whole and say, wow, you know, you're really strong here in intermuscular fat. Tell me where you think you need some work and we'll see if the DNA lines up. And a lot of times it does. It's remarkable when they say, you know, seems like my weaning weights have been slipping the last couple of years, you know, due to selection on low birth. And so we'll like, yeah, we can prove that. We can show you that it actually is a little bit below average. So we'll make a selection on some bulls that may enhance weaning weight. And so it's a great tool. Rather than getting a bunch of numbers that come across on a flat file or an Excel file that really make your head scratch, this visualization tool, the Egg Boost, really helps you interpret and understand the DNA. With respect to other seed stock operations, this is just a very, very unique way to analyze, look, and actually breed your cattle. It's a good way to do it. Instead of kind of throwing a lawn dart up in the air, you actually have some intel that you're making an educated decision.
You're using all the technology in the world to make selections and ultimately allowing customers to make educated selections, but you're linking this to the past as well. And what I mean is this: there is a sire group by the bull called Band 174. What's the deal with this guy?
He's the bull that was born in 1977. And all of these bulls that are in this offering they come from our mother load cows. And I tell you what, so here's a bull that's basically 40 years older than the cows that we bred them to. And it's interesting to see how those animals performed. I mean, they actually were number one in yearling weight, number two in weaning weight as we evaluate them as a sire group. And so it's kind of a leap back, but yet leap forward sire group, if you will. And I really think it's unique. You're not going to see anything else like that out in the industry in terms of an offering. And so I think it's just something that I definitely would like people to at least take a look at and see what they think. So there's lots of different ways to view the cattle. Obviously, DV Auction, we're up and going. We have all our videos up and going and they're all ready to go. And then the best choice is if we could get you to come to Ideal South Dakota and take a look at them in person. We love that absolutely the most.
So kind of landing the plane here, Cody, your sale is coming up Monday, April 21st at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. It's your 53rd annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, powered by the mother load. In fact, that phrase, powered by the mother load, is all over the sale book. And you even mentioned it just a couple minutes ago. So what do you mean by that? Powered by the mother load.
Isn't that cool? I mean, it gives me goosebumps when I actually say, when I think about that and say it. You know, here's a set of bulls in this offering that are sincerely powered by our mother lode breeding philosophy. You know, Angus cattle generally, that's one of their major advantages, is that they have a trouble-free female, right? People raise Angus cattle just because they're high in carcass and they have the most trouble-free female. Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to do the same thing, but maybe just tweak that radio dial a little bit to kind of come up with a little better animal. And we're breeding these animals with the female in mind, right? That's why we call it the mother lode. We're breeding animals that make bulls, that make excellent females. Okay. And once we get the female right, I think everybody can agree, if they have mama cows, once you get your cow herd right, you could breed them to about anything and still have a fantastic calf crop. Mm-hmm. So I just think that generally, you know, just generally speaking about the mother lode, that is the overall goal. We're breeding for females that create bulls, that create excellent females.
Cody Jorgensen, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, their 53rd annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, Monday, April 21st at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at Superior Livestock and DV Auction. All sale information is available at JorgensenFarms.com and RanchChannel.com. Now, time for a quick break. Coming up next, market recaps and a whole lot more of the cow stuff right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. One of the top seed stock producers in the world, Jorgensen Land and Cattle invites you to their 53rd annual Top Cut Bull Sale, Monday, April 21st at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Selling over 200 Angus bulls sired by some of the most recognized sires in the Angus business. Bid and buy online at DV Auction and Superior Livestock. Sale information available at RanchChannel.com and JorgensenFarms.com. One of the largest suppliers of seed stock in the nation, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. I'm just sitting out here watching him. Country Music's Gary Allen. Take off. Live in concert Thursday, May 15th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Gary Allen with special guest Tiger Lily Gold at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. Kirk, numbers-wise, what do you got for us today?
Well, Tigger, as of Friday, April 4th, April feeder futures closed the week at 279.10. That's down 772.5 on the week, with Thursday CME feeder index at 291.95, up 519 on the week. Notice the day difference, Friday's futures, Thursday's feeder index. That left the basis at a positive 1285 versus April. The point of that very positive basis is that must narrow, specifically in April as we come towards expiration. So either cash will have to come down to futures, or futures got to go back up to cash. April live cattle closed the week at 202.80. That's down 612.5 on the week, with cash trading 208 in the south and 210 to 213 in the north. That left the five-area weighted average up one penny at 212.26. And the basis between April futures and the five area at a positive $9.46. Same concept as with feeders. Choice boxes closed the week up 563 at 338.45. A very good close in boxes. The weekly slaughter was 519,000 head. That's down 18,000 head from last week, and 23,000 head less than the same week last year. Dress weights were steady at 870 pounds, which is 23 pounds over the same week last year, leaving the combination or production at 1.7% less than last year. May corn closed the week at 460.5. That's up 7.5 on the week. Corn's strength through the big sell-off in all commodities on Friday was very impressive, as corn was the only commodity to really not aggressively sell off.
Hey all, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com. This week I have a fantastic production sale to tell you about. On Thursday, April 17th at 12:30 Central, Larson Family Ranch will hold their 58th annual Angus and Charolais Bull and Commercial Pair Sale in Hummel, South Dakota. They'll offer 74 bulls, 100 commercial bred heifers, and pairs. You can view and bid this sale and more at LivestockMarket.com. Do you have a production sale coming up? Learn more about Livestock Market's easy and affordable online bidding services by visiting LivestockMarket.com or give us a call at 844-775-4762 today.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks to our crew, Cody Jorgensen with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Lane Geis with DLCC Ranch, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi, LivestockMarket.com, and Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad you all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. That phone number is 707-726-2420, 707-RANCH20. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.